You know, coming up next is my new friend, Jamie Wolf. She's all about publishing. She's all about helping someone get their message out in a book or a novel or all kinds of cool stuff like that. I got to welcome her to the stage. Hey, Jamie, what's happening?
Hey, you're still going. Amazing. I caught you hours ago.
And I got hours to go because we just got started with the second phase of this. So I got hours to go. And then we get to edit all these and chop them all up and put them out as individual interviews. So yeah, I'm going to fall in love with you guys. I'm going to be looking at you forever. How are you doing? What's happening?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you. And thank you for having me on this International Women's Day. I can't imagine a better thing than to celebrate the power that we all bring together when we work together. And that's what I love. You're being the example of that, letting all these people share and just tell stories. And you know, I'm all about story.
You're all about story. And that's a great segue. See, when you have an author on, this is what happened. They give you great segues in. So this is what you do. You help entrepreneurs and other people get their message, that thought, that story in their head out. How did you get started doing that? And what made you decide to do that?
Well, I appreciate both those questions. I'm probably one of those people, like so many, that had the thought, I'm going to write a book someday. Someday I'm going to write a book. And I probably started when I was a little kid writing a book about my goldfish or my cat or something like that. But somewhere along the way, you know, I did that adulting thing my kids like to say, oh my God, I'm learning how to adult now. It's so awful. But you know, it takes some of the life and the dreams. It sidetracks you a little bit when you go through college and grad school and get the corporate job and, you know, start having the bills and responsibilities and families. And so I did all of that for a long time. And then, as many of us do, had a personal thing, a health issue in the family that kind of took me in a new direction. And that became an entrepreneurial journey for me. And one thing we can say about being entrepreneurs is it will teach you lessons, especially if you're not listening and paying attention. Damn. So learned some of those lessons, and that, you know, caused me to pivot again just a little bit. And in the process, I started helping other entrepreneurs and then found myself saying the same thing over and over and over. So I thought, aha, I will write this down. I will put it in a book. I will hand it to them and I can stop being, you know, on replay all the time. That introduced me to the world of, whew, writing and publishing is one thing. Marketing is a really different thing. And
yeah, it's a different beast.
Followed the shiny objects and, you know, went in a few more ways, but circled back. And the thing I found, at least in my existence, is the themes that are really important come back around, and they come back around. And maybe I'm not ready to grab that ring the first or the second time, but the third or fourth time it comes back around. Okay, we're doing this now. So I was introduced to not the man, but the company, Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels, and a couple years ago. So I was just listening to your previous guest talk about age and slapping people if they think they're too old. Maybe I won't say exactly how old I am, but I'm older than she is. Let's just put it that way. And so this idea of staying relevant as I get older and being independent so that I can continue working at a value that I believe that I have, rather than, you know, being dependent on an employer in a small geographical place that maybe isn't going to pay me what I have become accustomed to earning. Right. And so learning these new skills keeps my brain young, all this stuff. And I went back to the thing I love is story. And the thing I love is helping people write and publish. And over the years, I sort of learned the marketing. Boy, I hate that phrase, sort of. Need to delete that. Learned how to help people write, publish, and hit bestsellers. So what I do now is I help experts, specifically entrepreneurs, write best-selling books, help them become published best-selling authors. That was a pretty long-winded answer to a short question.
I love it. I love it. So if someone is sitting at home right now and they don't even believe they have a story in them, You know, we have somebody coming up a little bit later. Peggy's coming, and she's the one who told me I have a story in me. And I'm like, excuse me. And then you and I were talking. It's like, if they don't even believe they have a story in them, what do you tell them? You know, when you're looking at their life going, this is somebody who needs to have a book, needs to write about their company, their life, their business. How do you know when you see them? What do you tell them?
It sounds cliched, but everybody has a story. I think that imposter syndrome kicks in where we don't think we're ready yet. We don't think we're good enough. Maybe we haven't had enough experience yet. The one I especially love is, oh my God, I've failed so many times. Who the heck is going to listen to me? Yeah, I'm going to talk about all these failures and go, you should, you know, copy me, because wait, what? I'm trying to teach you success and all I'm talking about is my failures. But failures are wonderful learning lessons if we allow them to be. So anyone who has, well, most anyone who wants to tell a story has a story. I specifically work with business stories. And a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I've had this journey and this big, long life lesson. Should I write about that? Absolutely, yes. But maybe if you want a strategic book to help grow your business right this minute, that's not the book to start with. How about if we get to that a little bit later? Because that's a little bit more personal, a little bit more cathartic. And what I want people to do is make sure they're reaching an audience who needs to hear their message. And almost always that message involves going through some hardship and providing the belief that someone else can get through it, because they're sitting there. I know in my story, when I took a huge U-turn, the humiliation and the shame and the isolation and, oh my God, I can't tell anybody this because I am the stupidest person on the planet. I can't believe I made these mistakes. When I finally started sharing them, I went, oh wow, almost every other entrepreneur has made the same darn mistake. Who knew? So it's really important that we share our stories so that someone else isn't suffering alone in silence. That's why I love the power of story.
Let me shift gears, because you have a team and you have people that help you get these stories out, actually get them published and help them get into Amazon and further and beyond. How do you choose your team, and what kind of team members do you look for?
I have learned that any issue I had in the past with a team was my fault. Communication is key. So I've studied with Alex Charfin a little bit about, you know, team building, and a few other wonderful folks, Chris Baden, Sean Malone, about team building and hiring and being very specific in job descriptions, making sure people actually understand what they're there for, checking in frequently, having metrics, so that just because I said, hey, go do this, you're an adult, I don't check in with you for 2 weeks and then I'm upset when it's not done or not done the way I wanted it, that's on me entirely. So like any other situation, training is really important. SOPs are really important. Metrics are really important. Communication frequently. So the things that I look for are pretty basic. A while back, I was working in economic development, and I first heard the term soft skill. I was like, what the heck is a soft skill? It's like, oh, showing up on time and not going away for lunch and never coming back and calling someone if you're going to be late. And I was like, seriously, you have to teach soft skills? But it is part of communication and part of expectation. A phrase that I heard a while back is, people don't disappoint you, your expectation of them disappoints you. And I've really hung on to that, because if my expectation is being disappointed, chances are I did not communicate clearly and define what needed to be done. So in the process of building a team, it's been a little trial and error, and it's more been building me. Back in the corporate world, I had a team of 50 people. That was easy. I kind of inherited them. The bigger picture framework foundation around how we all worked was already defined. I didn't have to create it. It's been really different in the entrepreneurial world.
So you and I had a long conversation the other day. I took up a lot of your time, and I totally appreciate you putting up with my craziness, But you brought up, Sean and Chris and our buddies over there from Sales Ascender. And Chris is in one of your books.
Yes, he
Which book
is.
is he in?
So I did a book, which is appropriate to International Women's Day. I did a book called Million Dollar Moms. And the theme got going because a bunch of the moms who were running one or more multi-million dollar or more businesses wanted to talk about how they were bringing their children into the entrepreneurial space. So I thought, huh, men like to be competitive. I did a Million Dollar Moms book and it did really well. How about we do a Million Dollar Dads book? So Chris
Love
is the father of now three children, two at the time that he was an author in Million Dollar Dads. And because he talks about sales, he has the most wonderful story about his young son who wanted a toy. And interestingly, Chris and I had met a year ago. We just happened to sit, asked to share the same table while we were eating breakfast. And he started telling me about his son. So he is very oriented, invested in being a parent and raising children who can solve problems. Doesn't matter that they're two or three or four. It's like, huh, you got a problem. What do you think we should do about that? And part of it was the child wanted money to buy a green Power Ranger or Ninja Turtle, something that was green. Green stands out in my head. He's going to shoot me when he watches this. And it's like, you don't remember? It's like, I know it's green. But the idea of, okay, you want that, it requires money. How do you get money? You solve someone's problem. What problem can we solve? And right at that moment, the family lost their car keys. So it's like, ha, we could make keychains that are big enough and bold enough that people don't lose their keys and have to waste all this time and get upset looking for their keys. And so then went door to door. And I love this lesson. One of the lessons was, the first person said no. And Chris was like, you just said no to my child. You crushed him. But his son wasn't upset. And so Chris was taking that cue of, oh, okay. So he's fine with that. We all need to. Not need to, but we will feel so much better when rejection is simply a conversation. It is not the end of the world. It's nothing that we have to take personally. Oh my God, my keychain's no good, or my story's no good, or my book is no good, or my business is no good. It's communication. So I am so pleased that Chris was an author in the book because his stories around selling, which every single entrepreneur needs. But many of us are less comfortable with because we haven't been taught how to do it correctly and we haven't learned or practiced it enough yet.
When I was a kid, I wasn't much of a kid, but I was much younger. Somebody taught me a long, long time ago, you're either being sold or you're selling every day. You just got to figure out which side you're going to fall on. And I keep that in my head. My parents say I came here selling. So I think I got that part down okay. I want to thank you. I think you're amazing. You took out time the other day to just kind of walk me through some stuff because I don't hide stuff from folks. I'm dyslexic. I'm a strange kind of dyslexia in the sense that I don't see spaces when I get tired. So by the end of today, all these words that are bouncing on the screen are going to look like one long word. But you explained to me that that's fine. We have ways to work around that and deal with it. If I can talk and somebody else can wants to listen to it and find the story in there, I'm 100% in. I want to thank you so much for coming to hang out with us, being here for International Women's Day. I mean, we're going coast to coast because you're over in the Carolinas. We're going international. It's been absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the time. I love it. I'm always energized by speaking with you, even when you've been going all day. It's amazing. So
Only
thank
got two
you.
and a half more hours to go. It's
Oh,
okay.
that. Nothing. Piece of
It's just
cake.
that.
You
Yeah,
got
piece of
it.
cake. Thanks, Jamie. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.